sense.
Welcome to Changes in Latitudes, a transgender experience. A 40-something genderqueer person shares their observations, life stories, and the adventures of their journey through transition and beyond. And now, here's your host, the creator of it all, Charlie Sabrina Miller. Hey, hello, hello. Welcome one and all. Welcome to this wonderful podcast that I call Changes in Latitude to Transgender Experience. Kick up your shoes, relax, and enjoy that band. Yeah. Okay. I love them. They get better every week. I swear they do. That was Whiskey Pounders, which I happened to overhear at a bar one time, and I said, hey, that'll make a great band name, threw it on the list, and now here it is for you. The main topic this episode, everybody hates their body. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about that, body shaming, and why we don't like our bodies, and how we can end up liking our bodies. We also have another joke so terrible it's actually funny. This week we're on number 5, chugging right along. There's only 20 total, but we're on number 5 right now. And yes, there's going to be a secondary topic. No, we haven't selected a new name for the secondary topic just yet. Not just yet. Soon it's coming. It's coming. Probably by July. Probably by July is when it's going to happen. I'll be honest, just because of the production schedule, because that's how things go. I'm going to recap an errand that I recently ran. Yeah. Then we're going to have some listener feedback, of course, because, you know, that's what I do around here. As I say always, welcome new listeners. If this is the episode you've chosen to listen to first, welcome aboard. It's a crazy stream of consciousness podcast, so I can't guarantee at the beginning what's going to happen at the middle or the end. I kind of have an idea, but it doesn't always go that way, right, returning listeners and longtime listeners? Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Exactly. And that's why you keep coming back for more, because you never know what you're going to get. Kind of like a box of chocolates, huh? All right, let's talk about last episode, Not Trans Enough. You know, I went off on a lot of tangents last episode, and I hope I got my point across that we don't need that mentality out there, not trans enough. There's enough hate in the world that we don't need to help perpetuate that and keep it as something that's there. It's not right, it's not good, and we need to stop it. So if you've got the time, go back and check out episode 90. I highly, highly suggest it. You can find that episode and all past episodes over at changesinlatitudespodcast.blogspot.com. It's where I house everything. Have an Amazon affiliate link over there. Go ahead and click that and do your Amazon shopping, because when you do, everything you shop for is exactly the same as you would normally order it. You don't notice any difference in price or anything like that. But you know what I notice? Pennies on the dollar come back and help out the show. So go to changesinlatitudespodcast.blogspot.com, click the Amazon link that's there, and shop to your heart's content. You can also find us on the traditional locations of iTunes and Stitcher. We're also over on Facebook, because everybody's on Facebook. Well, not everybody. 99.9% of people are on Facebook. Facebook.com/changesinlatitudespodcast. Send me an email at changesinlatitudespodcast@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter, CIL Podcast. And while you're out cruising around the internet, checking out our social media sites, be sure to check out the Patreon site, patreon.com/changesinlatitudespodcast. Consider supporting the show and becoming a patron of the arts of sorts over at Patreon. This episode is brought to us by the patron, the lovely Candace T. Last episode, I mentioned her in the secondary topic, and so if you haven't heard that, go back and listen. She is got one of those individual crowdfunding websites, generosity.com. The link's going to be in the show notes over at Blogspot. I'm going to be on Facebook about it and Twitter about it, so be sure to find it. And if nothing else, share her link. That's all I can ask for. Okay, enough housekeeping. Let's move on. All right, here we are, main topic. Main topic is pulling into the station. Here we go. Main topic. Everybody hates their body. Yes, every single one of us out there in the world hates our body. Doesn't matter about your gender. Doesn't matter about your sexual orientation. Everybody dislikes at least something on their body, whether it's so minute that it really doesn't matter, or something that's pretty big and gets in the way, let's say. You know, whatever it is. Everybody has something. It could be the way their ears are, the size of their nose, the way their brows are, their chin, their cheeks, their chest, their butt, their hips, their thighs, their weight, whether they have, you know, too much or too little, their hair color, the type of hair they have. You know, if it's straight, they want curly. If it's curly, they want straight. That's sort of big debate. Everybody dislikes their body to some degree or another. Just depends on how you live with it. Now, this topic was brought to me by a friend and I think an occasional listener, Billy Ann, wrote to me on the Facebook page. Because I said, hey, what should I talk about? Send me topics. And this is what she wrote. Trans are not alone. Cis and others hate parts of their bodies too. Living with flaws. We all have flaws. Life isn't perfect. Being transgender, some of us believe that we actually have to be perfect. The reality is, being your true self is not flawless. In fact, our flaws make us uniquely individualized. How does one become comfortable living as their true self, complete with flaws and all? And that's the million-dollar question like there. How do we live with our flaws? How do we look in the mirror and say, I'm okay with what we see, with what I see? You know, how do we put on clothes and feel comfortable about what we're wearing? Whatever, how can we, you know, comb our hair, style our hair, and be happy with what we see? Well, the truth is, sometimes we just have to grin and bear it. Sometimes we don't accept, you know, well, today's one of those bad hair days or something like that. And then other days, some people choose never to leave the house. And other times, people, you know, spend hours in front of the mirror doing whatever they can, male or female, to make themselves feel better or feel good enough to go out into the world, whatever that may be. And it like I listed a moment ago, it's not just looks. It's not just, you know, for a trans person, do I look enough like my preferred gender today? You know, do I see too much of my birth gender in the mirror and so therefore my brain is fucking with me? You know, that's one of the things. So how do we live with the flaws? Well, we embrace them. Embrace them. You have to embrace them, whatever they may be. And you work with it. You know, if you're given a piece of Play-Doh or clay or whatever it is, there are so many things you can make with it, but it's still going to be clay. You're still going to have, you know, Play-Doh, whatever it is originally. And yeah, there's things that you can do to that to make it, you know, a little harder and preserve it more and this, that, and the other thing, you know, like making a clay bowl or vase or something like that. But if you don't start with a large piece of clay and you only have a small piece of clay, whatever you make is still going to be small. But if you have a big piece of clay and whatever you make is going to be a big something, whatever it may be, it all depends on what you start with. So whatever you start with, you have to like. You have to like what you start with, because if you don't, you're probably not going to like what you end with, because it's still going to be based off of you. You know, if you have, you know, spoiled milk and rotten eggs in your fridge, you're not going to make cookies and expect them to taste good. And I'm not talking about using up stuff before it expires. You know, there's cookies and pudding and stuff like that before the milk expires. I get that. That's okay. That's different. You're using it before it expires. No, I'm talking about this is sour milk. You pick it up, you open the canister. You don't even need to put your nose next to it. You can tell by the smell that it's, you know, permeating from inside the carton that it's bad. you know, and the eggs, the moment you touch them, the shell cracks. So you can't even get it out of the carton sort of thing. You know, I'm talking about rotten eggs, rotten milk. You're going to have rotten cookies. But if you have good quality going into whatever it is, good stuff's going to come out of it. So no matter what, if you've hated yourself and disliked yourself and you've just recently come out, the first thing you need to do, well, there's a lot of first things you need to do, therapy and, you know, come out to people and all those things that I've covered in many episodes in the past and during conversations with guests too. The first thing you have to do is learn to love yourself, if only for the simple fact that you have embraced the fact that you're trans and you're transitioning or going through the process or whatever it is. You have to learn to love yourself. You have to learn to love what you have, because it's going to be that much harder at the end. It's going to be that much harder to love yourself at the end. Now, everybody hates their body. Why do we hate our bodies? I mean, that's the big thing. Why do we hate our bodies? Well, the short answer is because society tells us to. That's the short answer. You know, I mean, I remember in my youth, which was the late 70s, early 80s, I remember seeing probably too many, commercials focusing on dieting or some awesome new home gym thing, you know, some machine that will melt the pounds away, you know, something like that, or some diet pill that, you know, will make you not hungry during lunch or whatever it is. Yeah, because you're on basically speed. But that's a whole other story for another time and another podcast probably. But I remember these commercials telling us that we're not good enough and that we should use their product to make ourselves better. I mean, that's what these commercials are. I mean, and then you throw in all the advertisements for makeup and creams and lotions and scrubs and all those things out there in the world that, yes, I do use myself, because moisturizing and exfoliating are good things, but sometimes they take it a little too far. You know, keep that youthful glow. Well, the body ages. Life goes on. You keep that youthful glow as long as possible. And I'll bet you a lot of it comes from within, with the way you look on life. There's something to think about, you know, some lotion that's going to melt the years away. Well, no, they're not going to melt the years away. They're going to make you feel better, you know, for whatever reason. You know, they're going to probably moisturize the wrinkles and, you know, not make them as prominent. That's one option for many things out there. But those ads are there. If you don't use those products, you're not going to experience these benefits that everybody should have. I mean, ever since the early 1900s, like 100 years ago, you know, 1915, somewhere in there, 1910, since then, cosmetics geared towards the beauty of women, that's been their focus. That's been the big, you know, like Maybelline and Max Factor and all those big names out there. That's when they started 100 years ago. So for 100 years now, at least in America, we've been hearing, use these products to make you better. Use these products to make you feel better, look better, sound better, whatever it may be. Smell better. You know, use these things to make yourself better. That's what we've been hearing in commercials. That's what specifically ladies have been hearing in commercials for 100 years, over 100 years. And it's been getting bigger and snowballing ever since. And the premise in the very beginning, use our makeup product to make yourself prettier, insinuating that you're not pretty enough without that product, that you're not pretty enough on your own. You need that product to be pretty. And that's been the mindset for, what would that be, 4 or 5 generations? And I get it. I enjoy makeup. I enjoy, you know, the feeling that I have when I wear makeup and look in the mirror and feel pretty. I enjoy that. So I'm on the side of using products. Don't get me wrong. I buy into these products, their advertisements. Oh, look, youthful, take 7 years off. I mean, I don't believe it, but I buy into it because they wouldn't be in business if it didn't work to some degree. It's a moisturizer. Moisturizers are good. Specific moisturizers for specific parts of your body are good too. But that's not where I'm getting. But as I was saying, this line of marketing has been convincing society that it must look a certain way, must smell and be a certain way to be accepted, to be what people want. So there is where it starts. You have to look this way, smell this way, be this way, so people will like you, people will hire you, people will all those things that everybody's heard for years, that the whole reason for the commercial to be there. And it's especially in the trans community, because let's just say you take the average trans person, you know, the average quote unquote trans person, who let's say starts thinking about transition in their 20s, but then does so in their 30s. And when I say 30s, I mean late 20s, early 30s. Okay, so they give themselves roughly a decade to ponder the thought of transition and then make that step. Okay, so they've been around on the earth for about 30 years before they start to feel comfortable about themselves. So they've been hearing, you know, the little boy has been hearing, you must do this to be a man. You must do this to be a man. Also hearing, if you do this, you'll be a girl. If you'll do this, this is for girls. If you do that, this is for girls. And so there's this whole thing going on, and the same is true for, you know, trans men. Start off as a little girl. You must do this to be a little girl. You must like this. You must wear this. You must smell this way. You must do this. You must not do that. You know, and if, you know, boys do this and boys do that. And so for forever, we're hearing these things. And then in my example of, you know, they come out at 30 years and they start transition. Well, now they have to kind of reflect back on all the stuff that they heard and flip it around. You know, to be a girl, you must wear makeup. To be a girl, you must wear skirts. To be a girl, you must smell this way. To be a girl, you must have lashes and lips and hair and blah, nails and blah, da 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 da. And the same is true for the trans man. You know, to be a man, you must wear this. You must smell this way. You must drink this. You must eat that. You must have this, blah, blah, your hair, this, and that, blah, whatever, whatever. So there's pressure right there that, oh, I grew up as my birth gender, and I need to do all these things to be accepted as my preferred gender, whatever that may be. So there's society, just by advertisements alone, telling us that we need to do things to be the way that we should be, whatever that should be way is. And it's not easy to just to stop listening. I mean, commercials are commercials. They get our attention because that's what they're supposed to do. And I'm hoping that commercials change. I mean, I've started to see things change because we don't pay for cable. So the only television, quote unquote, we have is through a digital antenna that we have here. And we get, I think, I don't know, 8 or so channels, the main stations around here. And we're fine by that. We get the news, we get the entertainment, we get PBS, we got Fox, and I think we don't get ABC. That's fine. I can pull up ABC's website. Which leads me to, most of the entertainment comes from the internet. Netflix, Hulu, podcasts, purchasing or renting things from Amazon and iTunes. Entertainment on demand, watching it when we want to watch it. That's the way we like to consume entertainment as a family. So we personally don't need to pay for cable. We don't need those 200 stations of nothing because we like to watch what we want to watch when we want to watch it, not, you know, follow some schedule or DVR it and then try to find time to watch it. Yeah, it took a while to detach myself from the weekly schedule. Oh, I got to be in front of the television every Wednesday at 8 to watch whatever. It does take a little bit of self-discipline to not be on that schedule. But in my time of, during my course of life, there was a point when I didn't have a television for a while. And so I wasn't able to watch my regular programs on a weekly basis. And I think I didn't have a TV for about a month, maybe 6 weeks or so, somewhere in there. And in the beginning, I missed it, but then I didn't miss it. And then, surprisingly, when I did get a television, I was working so much, I didn't get a chance to watch the shows that I was, you know, looking forward to watching again. And so there was even further disconnect. And then, I don't know, a few years later is when Netflix started their streaming option. And that's when I said, I found what I want. Actually, before that, I had found Hulu and was contemplating purchasing a subscription to Hulu. But we'd already had a subscription to Netflix, so we're just getting the discs back and forth each time. And then they started their streaming, and wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. There's our entertainment on demand. Boom, done. Easy peasy for us. And that works for, you know, my family, our family here. And I've talked to so many people that are in the same boat. They got rid of their cable. They watch most of their entertainment on Netflix and Hulu and, you know, purchase the DVDs or digital downloads and all those other wonderful ways to obtain things because they're choosing to watch what they want to watch when they want to watch it. I do miss the week-to-week suspense of following a show and digesting one episode into the next week and then watching it again, you know, watching the next episode a week later. I do kind of miss that. I kind of miss that in the same sense of album covers and, you know, CD covers and line notes that you used to get when you purchased an album. Now you get a PDF on occasion, depending on who the artist is and what the album is. They sometimes put a PDF together of line notes and what have you and pictures and things. But I don't have very many of those. I know Weird Al is one and then somebody else, and I can't think of it right now. So it's not like those really are popular, like collecting album covers and CD covers one and cassette covers once were. So I do kind of miss that, but I prefer being able to, you know, start and stop watching an episode or a movie or whatever it is at any given time. I really love the fact that I can rewind a moment and go back and hear something again or pick up on something again. I really enjoy that. So that makes up for the loss of not having the entertainment on demand, which leads me to commercials. So I haven't really been watching commercials in over almost 10 years, 9.5 years, I haven't really watched a commercial because, oh, I mean, even when they were on, I didn't really pay attention. I didn't really watch them. And yeah, there's network television commercials, but again, I don't pay much attention to them. I don't really watch them. And like I said, I don't really watch television. I watch the news and what have you, but I don't really watch television in the episodic way anymore. So I don't see those commercials that run during those episodics, you know, every week, every Friday, every Wednesday, every week of the whatever it is, you know, I just don't. And I don't miss it. I mean, I hated commercials so long ago that I started tuning them out. So the fact that they're no longer there, bonus, total bonus. In fact, when I was watching Hulu, I don't watch Hulu as frequently as I used to, but when I was watching Hulu, I would get so frustrated with the damn commercials. And that was just the 30-second spot. That's not the full, like, 2-minute commercial that's usually happening. So that's really what, you know, needs to happen is we need to stop listening to advertisers choose the way that we should be or should not be and be our own selves. But the advertisers are the ones that are making us feel like we should hate our bodies because we don't look a certain way, smell a certain way, dress a certain way, you know, whatever it may be. Eat a certain something, buy a certain product. Because, you know, society is telling us, you know, you're not good enough unless you have this item. We believe it. And that's not true. That's not true at all. I mean, it's such a big thing that there are, you know, like the stereotypical, you know, man must work on car, must go camping, must go fishing. You know, women must go grocery shopping and clean the house and cook the food and all that, you know, those stereotypes. Well, we know that those aren't right. We know that those aren't true. There's going to be women that go working on cars and camping and go fishing. And then there's going to be guys that go grocery shopping and clean the house and make the food. I mean, we know that because that happens. But because society tells us through these commercials, we need to do certain things a certain way. We have to reprogram our minds to tell us, yes, we can. We can do these things. And then there's the really gender-specific commercials, you know, if a guy, if, you know, the man of the house must have this particular power tool, lawn accessory person, you know, motorized, what have you, to do the best job. Well, that's not true. There's so many ways to get the job done. You know, and if a woman doesn't have a certain, you know, face, hair, skin, cream, moisturizer thing, or a certain pots or pans for the, or a knife for the kitchen, you know, she's not good enough, you know, I mean, with the face and hair cream and makeup, not beautiful enough, you know, doesn't cook well enough if she doesn't have these pots and pans. You know, it's so not true, but it's what society pushes on us, and it pisses me off. So realize that we don't have to follow these commercials. Now, since I have been mostly watching Netflix for entertainment, I have enjoyed that on certain shows, they are now having the characters say a commentary about a product. I noticed it on Bones, well, probably a season or two ago, so probably 2 years ago now. They're talking about Ford. All the cars they drove were Ford, and they would talk about it, or Toyota, was it? I don't remember. It was either Ford or Toyota. And some other show I watched had the same thing. Yeah, no, I love this, you know, this vehicle, insert name of vehicle. It's great because it has this whatever feature. Look, and it shows the feature for a moment, and then they move on with the story. I mean, that reminds me of back in the days of, you know, old-time radio, when the sponsor, you know, was a part of the show. You know, they'd make fun of the sponsor. They'd say the sponsor's name multiple times. Whatever the case may be, if you're a fan of old-time radio, you know what I'm talking about. And if you don't know old-time radio, wow, what a genre to explore. I mean, it was in the days where there was no visual entertainment unless you went out to the movies or a live theater show or some other, you know, concert or something, saw a person live, saw someone live, or a movie. Those were your you know, entertainment options outside of a radio. Or playing the piano, you know, somebody playing musical instruments live, or records live, you know, that was your entertainment. There was no visual entertainment except live theater shows and movies. So the radio brought entertainment to everybody using the imagination, and that's why I like old-time radio. I mean, one of the more popular ones that most people kind of know about is Dragnet, and that's because it became, you know, one successful and one semi-successful television series. And then I think they brought it back again recently. I haven't seen it. And then they made the movie spoof. So, I mean, people know Dragnet, the concept of it at least. But you have to use your imagination. You know, we're walking in this building. Clink, 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 clink. Footsteps coming along. You know, you have to use your imagination. So it's a whole different medium. And so whenever they were, you know, usually there were cigarette commercials. So, you know, hey, let me bum a smoke. What do you have? Winston? You know, and so, yes, I have Winston. They're the best. I like them because of their mild flavor. Have one. Yeah, and there's a commercial for Winston right there. You know, that was back in the day. But the same thing's true now. Yeah, wow, this is a brand new car. This is a nice car. Yeah, it's a Toyota something or rather. I really like the such and such feature. Ta-da, same sort of thing. And I'm glad that they're going back to that, because that, to me, is a better way of marketing, in the sense of, hey, we know that you like this particular show and these characters, and we think that you'll like this type of car because this character drives it. Now, remember, it's a commercial, but that's a lot more, you know, that's a lot more thought process behind it than, oh, we'll just run a commercial and tell people to use this product because they happen to be watching this show. Yet, if they watch another show, they see the same commercial. It's not as personal. That's why I like that combination. I got off on a tangent here about commercials. Holy crap. So, but what I was saying is, we've been hearing this for 100 years. Use this product, do this thing, buy this something to be better, to be the better whatever, or be the prettier, or the whatever, the smell better, whatever it is. Doesn't matter what gender. That's what we've been hearing. And now back to the transgender example. You know, not only do they have to do the whole reprogramming of, you know, I was brought up as a, I was raised a boy, now I'm a girl process, or vice versa, I was raised a girl, but now I'm a boy process, you know, but they also have to realize that the marketing that they've been ignoring all their life is just as crappy as the marketing that they haven't been ignoring for their life. Just as we all need to stop, you know, listening and following these things. I mean, I hope now in society we realize that commercials are only made to sell things and that they're not going to make us, you know, prettier, smell better, stronger, you know, the better cook. I mean, now, don't get me wrong. Yes, there are certain products that make things better. For example, a push mower versus an electric mower or a gas mower. Okay, yeah, an electric or gas mower is going to make it a lot easier than a push mower. You know, an electric hedge trimmer versus a pair of shears is going to make it a lot easier. You know, weed whacker versus, you know, trimmers, you know, scissor trimmer sort of thing is going to make it a lot easier. Yeah. Okay. So, yes, that makes sense. Certain cookware, certain knives, certain razors, for example, disposable razors versus the little more expensive razors that are still disposable, but not, you know, as easily disposable, we'll say. Yeah. That's a better product. Of course, that makes sense. Stuff like that. But don't believe that some cream is going to take away 10 years of your, you know, life just because it's a cream and you put it on your face every night, is really what I'm basically saying. So we've learned to hate our bodies because of this thought process that's been surrounded us since, well, radio. I mean, the commercial advertisement's been around since 1915. Since the early 1900s, and radio came in shortly thereafter. So ever since then, that's what we've been hearing. And we got to stop that thought process. We have to reprogram ourselves to not really fall into, you know, get this product so we look better. And advertisement actually has changed too. The way they market things has changed as well, but it's still the same thing. Buy our product to make your life better, whatever it is. And now, since we're speaking of commercials, let's hear from my sponsor, Tom Slayton.
When you need a professional who specializes in writing, photography, or web design, contact Tom Slayton. At Tom's website, tomslayton.com, you'll find brilliant WordPress themes, discounts and links for fantastic online services, and sage wisdom from the master himself, Tom Slayton. TomSlayton.com even features a wonderful, eclectic collection of photographs seldom seen elsewhere. Visit TomSlayton.com. That's TomSlayton.com.
TomSlayton.com. TomSlayton.com. Yeah. Gotta give it out for TomSlayton.com. This week I'm looking at TomSlayton.com/sign here. And the thumbnail caught my eye on this one. It was it looked like a patchwork. You know, like somebody puts patches on the back of a jacket, or what they used to do in the 70s and 80s, put patches on the backs of jackets in the 60s too. It looked like that, but on the side of a wall. And then I opened up the picture and saw the bigger image, and it's the side of a barn, or what looks like a barn. And it's a bunch of road signs and other sorts of signs, like Texaco and Golden Sun and Gulf and, you know, Route 66. I mean, it looks like a shop that you'd see on the side of Route 66, to be quite honest. I don't think it is, but that's what it looks like. So it's got a lot of character, a lot of charm, and this barn looks like it was something before this took off into a signpost sort of deal. And it's pristine, so it looks like some sort of rest stop or something, but it's a beautiful captured image that I'd like to share with you. So check it out, TomSlayton.com/sign here. Jokes so terrible, they're actually funny. And this was originally published at Tickle.com in June of 2015. You can find the link on the show notes over at changesinlatitudespodcast.blogspot.com. This week, number 5. A man walks into a bar with a slab of asphalt under his arm and says, "One beer, please, and one for the road." Yes, 20 jokes so terrible they're actually funny. All right, here we are, secondary topic. Yes, I know we haven't gotten the name for the yet. I know I've been saying it's going to come out in June. Well, I'm been a bit delayed and with production schedule and everything. Probably going to come out in July. So just hang on to your hats and glasses and wait about 2-3 weeks and you'll get it. I promise. But on this secondary topic, it was a crazy thing. My vehicle had a couple recalls in the last about 2 years. And I didn't get a chance to take it in last year, and I got another recall this year, so I had forgotten about the first one, to be quite honest. So I was taking it in, and is that a doorbell? We don't have a doorbell. Come in. Charlie! Gosh, it's great to see you. I always said I wanted to see you again. Well, hello, Groucho. How are you? Oh, I'm fine. I'm dazzled. I'm delighted to be here. I can tell you seem pretty happy. Well, you know how it goes. So I wanted to talk to you about episode 88, where we came in and kind of took away from you. Yes, I remember that. And you're alone today, right? Well, for now, you never know who's going to show up. Yes, that's true. So you were saying episode 88. Yes, episode 88, where the gang and I came in and talked about the Mel Brooks movies that we like. Yes, I remember. What about it? Well, I just wanted to say that I liked it a lot, and it was great to be back on the air. Well, good. I'm glad. That's a wonderful thing. I'm glad you're happy to be back. Yes, and I'm happy to be back. You just said that. I know, but it's worth saying again. All right. Oh, and last episode, number 90, you played, you brought a new kind of love to me from Maurice Chevalier, didn't you? Why, yes, I did. You know, I like that song a lot. It's one of my favorites. I know it was used in Monkey Business. So it was. You certainly know your history. Well, it's kind of hard not to. That's true. But as I was saying, I was really glad that you used that song. When the nightingale, it sings like you, it sings much sweeter than they do, because you brought a new kind of love to me. That's yes, Groucho, that's exactly what it was. Of course it was. I know that. So what are you doing right now? Well, I was telling the audience about when I took the vehicle in for recalls. Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was a boring day. Well, yes, it was. To catch you, the listener, up, I had to take it in, and at first they said it would only be a day or two, and it actually ended up being a week, so they gave me a rental. Luckily, they gave me a rental when it was only supposed to be a couple days, and a big, huge-ass truck, Ford F-150, I believe, is what it was, but huge truck. I mean, I don't think the last time I was in a vehicle that big was when I was in a U-Haul.
In a U-Haul?
Yes, a U-Haul.
Well, what if I don't want to haul it? What if you want to haul it? Then do they call it a U-Haul or do they call it an I-Haul?
The company's name is U-Haul. The letter U, H-A-U-L, U-Haul. Not Y-O-U.
Oh, I see. Clever. Very clever.
I suppose it is. Yes, you're right.
So you were saying?
Yes. So the last time I'd been in a vehicle this big, a truck this big sort of thing, was when I had a U-Haul, which wasn't very frequently, and I can't remember the last time it was, to be quite honest. But nonetheless, it was a big vehicle. And had it for almost a week, and it was a great change of pace from my normal vehicle. The big thing I want to say about it is my kid loved climbing in the back, well, climbing all over, inside and out of this truck. Loved it. Absolutely loved it.
So he did. Yes, I saw the pictures that you took.
Well, yes, I took pictures for myself. I'm not going to share my son on the internet like that. It's, you know, for family and friends, close friends and things. Yeah, I'll talk about it, but I'm not going to show pictures of it.
Well, that makes sense. That makes perfect sense. Internet safety, that's always a good thing.
Yes, internet safety is a good thing. You are correct. So then I had to return the vehicle, and my son was a little bothered by it. He was a little upset that we had to return the vehicle, but the entire time we had the vehicle, I kept telling him, you know, hey, we're just borrowing. We have to return it. So it was a life lesson learned. I don't know if he'll remember, but, you know, I took the situation and tried to use what I could to help teach and educate my child.
And that's a very respectable thing to do.
Why, thank you. Thank you, Groucho.
You're welcome. Not a problem at all. So, what else are you going to talk about?
Well, that was about it for now.
Oh, so I can have one of our friends stop by.
Oh, I really wish you wouldn't have said that.
And look who's here. Humphrey.
Oh, no.
Hello. It's Humphrey. Humphrey Clarence Walker III. My brother's Reginald Johnson Walker V. He's my half-brother, really. But I want to thank you for letting me come here.
You're welcome, I suppose. Groucho, why did you bring him?
Well, I can't always control who comes with me. You never know who's gonna show up.
Apparently.
Yeah, so I stopped on by. I was actually sleeping in the car when he rolled up, and the stopping of the car woke me. And so I took a moment or two to wake my body up, and then I came over here to join yous too. And have some fun, and was wondering if I could do what I did before on the Random Variety Show. Do you remember what that was?
Unfortunately, yes, Humphrey, I do. You want to read the missed connections from Craigslist?
Oh, that's right, that's what I want to do. I always like reading those. Those are fun things. I like them a lot, because you never know what you're going to get. So, here it goes, here's the first one. Titled, We Lock Toys, Men for Women. We kept looking at each other at Dorothy's, always wearing a red shirt with a star, and you look very pretty with your cute toys. I hope you see this. I wanted to say hello. Well, why didn't you? And who's this Dorothy?
I don't know no Dorothy, except from the Wizard of Oz. But that don't make no sense in your letters there. But anyway, hope you two don't miss each other. All right, next one is Curvy Girl Spoken. Men for Woman. Hey, we drove next to each other. You got a cigarette at 7-Eleven. You're super cute. I love your dark hair.
That's all you wrote, man? That's all you could write?
Or I thought you was a bit better. People need to be a little more eloquent on Craigslist here, because nobody knows what you're talking about. We drove next to each other. Well, there's a lot of driving going on around here, so a lot of people going to be driving around, and you say you stop at 7-Eleven. There's a 7-Eleven on every damn corner. Everybody going to go to 7-Eleven, and you watched her get cigarettes. What, you're following her? You're stalking her? That's what it sounds like to me. Oh, no.
All right, next one. Red sweatshirt walking, man for woman. Hey, you are gorgeous. You were walking with a friend to Circle K wearing a red sweatshirt today. What are you doing tonight?
Hey. Well, kind of vague. but very specific, if you know which one you're talking about. There's not a lot of Circle K's. And red sweatshirts, oh, I don't know, red sweatshirts, a red sweatshirt. So, there you go, missed connections on Craigslist. Hope you people find each other's. Thank you, Humphrey. Oh, you're welcome, my pleasure. It's always a pleasure to be here. Hello, Groucho.
Hi, Humphrey, nice to see you again. I didn't realize you were in the back of the car.
Well, you know me, sometimes I just have a little bit of the bottle and then I falls asleep in the back. Nice and cozy, eh?
Well, I suppose so, especially for someone like you.
Yes, especially for someone like you, Humphrey. So, yeah, so is there anything else that we're gonna do here?
Oh, I don't have anything more to say.
Well, Charlie, you know I could always go on for forever, but I don't really have anything specific to say. What about you? Do you have something specific to say?
I did, but I don't anymore.
Well then, why don't we just end it?
Why don't we? All right, listener feedback. Listener feedback. I only got a little quick one on this one. This one goes out to longtime listener, and I've mentioned her before in the past. Simone B. Wrote me at the end of May, and I'm sure by now you got my response, even though my response was probably a little late to you. Simone, thank you so much for listening and writing and sharing all that you've shared through your emails with me. I'm glad that there is some glimmer at the end of that tunnel we were talking about, and realize that there are some up days and some down days and some going half mad days and some days where you just, you know, you lock yourself inside and seclude yourself, and other days where you go out and tackle the world. And I just wanted to say thank you for being there and thank you for sharing all that you've shared. It's tremendous, and I thank you so very much.
Life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it. It's Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow.
Star Trekking across the universe.
On the Starship Enterprise under Captain Kirk.
Star Trekking across the universe.
Life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it.
Captain. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, Jim.
Starship Captain James T. Kirk.
Ah, we come in peace, shoot to kill, shoot to kill, shoot to kill. We come in peace, shoot to kill, men.
It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim, dead, Jim, dead, Jim. It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, scrape them off, Jim.
Star Trekking across the universe.
On the Starship Enterprise under Captain Kirk.
Star Trekking across the universe.
Kenny! kinda change the laws of physics.
Laws of physics.
Laws of physics.
You kinda change the laws of physics.
Laws of physics, Jim.
Oh, we come in peace. Shoot to kill, shoot to kill, shoot to kill. We come in peace. Shoot to kill. Scotty, beam me up.
It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim.
Dead, Jim.
Dead, Jim. It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it, Captain.
Yeah,
bridge to engine room, warp factor 9.
Oh, if I give it any more, she'll blow up!
Well, there we go. There's our closing music. We've made it to the end of another episode. This episode's a little shorter than the other one, than the last one last week. And that's because the tangents didn't go off as long as the other ones. And I bring that up because of the whole topic from, it was from last episode. It's still kind of in the air about, you know, wanting longer shows. And I'm just trying to wonder, what can I do to, you know, satisfy that craving, that urge, that need, whatever it may be. So thanks for sticking around to the end of episode 91. Next episode, I'm going to try something really different. Very, very different. The title of the episode is going to be Making It Up As I Go Along. And that's legitimately what I'm going to do, is just make it up as I go along. So I'm always looking for topics and subjects and people to talk to and interview. Send them my way, changesinlatitudespodcast@gmail.com. And now, as Jimmy Buffett says, if I couldn't laugh, I just would go insane. If we couldn't laugh, we just would go insane. And if we weren't all crazy, we would go insane. So, stay crazy, everyone. Take care of yourselves. Take care of somebody else. And I'll see you next week. You've been listening to Changes in Latitudes, a transgender experience. I'd love to hear from you, so let me know what you think or what you'd like to hear about by emailing me at changesinlatitudespodcast@gmail.com or by leaving a comment on the Facebook page at facebook.com/changesinlatitudespodcast or at the website changesinlatitudespodcast.blogspot.com. Don't forget to subscribe in Stitcher, iTunes, or your favorite podcatcher, and please leave us reviews and star ratings. Now, wait for it. Here it comes. Disclaimer time!
Disclaimer time!
Disclaimer time!
Disclaimer time!
Disclaimer time!
Disclaimer time!
Disclaimer time! I am not a doctor nor a lawyer, and I certainly do not pretend to be one. I am a trans woman who began her transition later in life. I am here to discuss my life, so I take no responsibility for your decisions based on my personal thoughts and experiences. If you are thinking about transition or are questioning your gender identity, first, please know that you are not alone in your thoughts and questions. Second, please seek the advice of a qualified gender therapist or at the very least a local support group. If you're having difficulty finding a qualified professional in your area, I suggest reaching out to the closest LGBT center near you. And lastly, please remember, always question the source when researching information on the internet. All contents are distributed under a Creative Commons No Derivative License and may be shared freely in their entirety. Any alteration or less than complete reproduction requires permission from the host. Copyright 2016 by me, Charlie Sabrina Miller. Thanks for listening. Here's the end. You made it. Thanks for listening. And remember,